Voices is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 29, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 14, 2002. Nazarene, I have a question. What is the Kingdom of God's opinion on archaeologists, especially those that recover ancient mummies to supposedly keep them intact longer? Will these people get into the Kingdom of God?
Archaeology, Alora, a two-edged sword. We are extremely appreciative of those archaeologists that are going out and finding the cities in the Bible and proving the skeptics wrong who claim that these cities never existed and the Bible is so much wishy-washy. These archaeologists we extremely praise. But archaeologists that raid tombs, that take bodies and make them scientific experiments and scientific curiosities, we don't appreciate those at all. The pharaohs should not be in museums for people to gawk at, and their sarcophaguses around the world in places like New York and Paris and London and Rome. These things should all be given back. The pharaohs should be put back in them, their tombs refurbished, and the pharaohs put back in their tombs where they belong. Then if people wish to come and visit and admire the tombs and admire where the pharaohs rest and pay their respects, all well and good. But the pharaohs should be back where they belong. Grave robbing is grave robbing, and the Kingdom of God has no use for grave robbers at all, and none of them ever get into the Kingdom of God, Alora. Never.
And someday they will be, Nazarene. Demetrius told me long ago that's part of our agreement with the pharaohs for their assistance, that their tombs and their temples will be refurbished and they will be returned to them.
Excellent, Alora. Excellent.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. Nazarene, Demetrius read a ridiculous story where a woman complained to an advice column because her husband had bought her a washer and dryer for their anniversary, and she complained that he was unromantic and uncaring for her. The columnist suggested that she file for divorce and get away from this heartless man. What do you think of this?
Well, I think this woman, Alora, should have found out that for weeks her husband went without lunch and gave up many other things to save the money up so he could buy this washer and dryer for her and make her daily work easier. He thought he was giving her a loving and caring gift that would help her carry out her wifely duties and make her life easier. This columnist ought to be fired for saying such a disgusting thing and saying something about a man that she doesn't even know at all and doesn't know what's going on. This is ridiculous, Alora. This is sick. This man went without to give his wife something to help her, to make her life easier. He committed a loving and caring act, and his wife rejected it because she was looking for some shiny material thing that has nothing to do with love whatsoever. This is disgusting, Alora. It is absolutely disgusting.
I agree, Nazarene. These people go by somebody that doesn't know anything about what's going on, and that's what's causing half the trouble in the world today.
You've got that one right, Alora. You've got that one right.
We'll be back again.
¶¶